Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Giuseppe Verdi's opera Aida doesn't open or close with a bang. It comes on little cat feet. Aida takes place in Africa. It was written for a new opera house in Cairo that opened right around the same time as another big opening in Egypt, the Suez Canal. The title character is an Ethiopian princess whose country is at war with Egypt. Aida is being held captive by the Egyptians, and in spite of the fact that an Egyptian soldier named Radames led his troops to victory against Aida's country, she's in love with him. And he's in love with her. My favorite music in Aida isn't sung by one of the main characters, and it isn't even sung on stage. The high priestess sings off stage, where she's in a temple praying. Of course, since this is an opera, the plot has to thicken. Aida isn't the only one in love with Radames, so is Amneris, the Egyptian princess. And she's not nice about it. In a huge scene to celebrate Egypt's victory over Ethiopia, the stage is full of dancing Egyptians, captured Ethiopians, horses, and sometimes even elephants. And you hear the famous triumphal march. As a reward for Radames' bravery in battle, the Egyptian king says he may marry his daughter Amneris. This is not what Radames wants. Remember, he's in love with Aida. One of the newly captured Ethiopians turns out to be Aida's father. The Egyptians don't realize that he's the king of Ethiopia, and he warns her not to let them know. Aida is torn between love for her country and love for Radames. Aida's father gets her to trick Radames into saying where the next battle will take place, and Radames is horrified to find out that he's given this information to the enemy king. His fellow Egyptians are horrified, too. They make him stand trial, but Amneris, the Egyptian princess who loves him, says that if he'll marry her, she'll persuade the judges to go easy on him. Radames tells Amneris, thanks, but no thanks, and the verdict comes back guilty. He's sentenced to be buried alive, and his greatest regret is that he won't ever see Aida again, or so he thinks. When he's sealed into the tomb, it turns out that Aida has hidden inside. They die in each other's arms, as Amneris, who's outside the tomb with no idea that Aida is inside, prays for Radames.
Oh,
Some story, isn't it? And some music. What do you think it would be like to sing music like that? Next week, a special guest, Denise Graves, talks about being an opera singer. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join Denise Graves and me next time on Classics for Kids.